Well, Michelle Grattan's been listening to all of that. She's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
If we can go back to Labor's position on wages, Michelle, it's made the submission to the Fair Work Commission today. Bill Shorten's slogan is to make this election a referendum on wages. It's a pretty snappy one. But this intervention by Bill Keelty, put up in lights in The Australian today, is that a heavy hand on Bill Shorten's shoulder? I mean, the father of the Accord warning not to put wages up too quickly, too high too quickly?
I don't think Labor really needs a hand on the shoulder. I think it's pretty aware of the fact that it's got to walk a very fine line between saying wages should increase and having measures to help that, and being economically responsible, because economic responsibility is a vulnerable area for it. It can't afford to blow its credentials in that area.
Is Labor vulnerable if it's not putting a figure on, well, what it thinks the wage increase should be?
I don't think so. I think it would be more vulnerable if it did. Its argument is that the Fair Work Commission has got to balance various factors. It thinks the criteria, the guidelines the Commission has in legislation are not adequate, and it's indicating it would change those so that there'd be more generosity. But once it gets locked into a figure, I think it brings itself problems.
On another issue, we've been talking a lot this week, about the pressure the Nationals are putting on their Liberal colleagues over whether the government should help to underwrite a new coal-fired power generation for Queensland. Barnaby Joyce has been backing up the Queenslanders, saying yes, they should. The Resources Minister, Cabinet Minister Matt Canavan, agrees. But the rifts are obvious. Inner-city Liberals like Tim Wilson have spoken out against it on this program. Peter Dutton on 2GB yesterday says he doesn't think the government should be behind it. He's a Queenslander. What's the impact of all this disunity, Michelle?
The impact is that it sends very bad signals, of course, to the community about the energy policy and the climate policy of the coalition. We've known that there's been division for years on this. It really is a fault line, an ideological fault line, as well as other things for the coalition. There's no way that I can see that they're going to resolve this anytime soon. Now, of course, it's got another problem. It's looking at projects to underwrite for firm power, but Scott Morrison's ruled out any coal project in Queensland. He's used the excuse that the Queensland government wouldn't allow it. But the thing is that if it supports any coal project, the Southern Liberals will be uncomfortable. And if it doesn't, the Northern Nationals will be absolutely outspoken and
apoplectic, I think is the word you're searching for.
Furious. Well, they're already furious about the ruling out of a Queensland coal-fired power station. So there's really going to be no sort of satisfaction in producing any list.
And all this in the context of the New South Wales state election. Just very briefly, we've only got a minute or so, Michelle. Malcolm Turnbull has told his former colleagues to shut up too, basically, because they're hurting their state parties. How significant is this state result for Scott Morrison?
I think it's quite significant. It will feed into federal morale. And if there's a bad state result for the government, of course, there'll be all sorts of blame games played. So it's something that is a real factor going into the federal campaign.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.